With your permission. Parashat Noach. As we have to remember all the time, what the Zohar says, the Torah is not a history book. It's not stories. Chaim Shalom says the Zohar to think Hashem told your history what happened. And really, it's not so important to know. What does it make to us? What did happen 5,000 years ago? 4,000 years ago? Just for the knowledge. The whole book of Bereshit, part of Shemot, part of Bamidbar, stories happen. Says the Zohar, you have to learn it deep to understand really what's behind the story. So with your permission, tonight I would like just to start from the last sentence of this week's parasha. The Torah tells us about Abraham Avinu. That's how the Torah is going to end this week's parasha. But we all do know, that's the way it says in the Gemara, Abraham Avinu was born, and the magicians told Nimrod at the time, he ruled Iraq, Babel, that somebody was born, and he might change the whole world. And Nimrod asked to bring Abraham to him, and they changed Abraham with somebody else. And then Abraham started to preach and talk. At the age of 48, Nimrod threw Abraham Avinu into the fire. And he came outside the fire. His father Terach decided it's the best way is just to leave the country. Since there were so many people against Abraham Avinu, and Nimrod, of course, himself was against. So the Torah tells us that Terach took Abraham. Abraham is about 48. And he took him on the way to Israel. They're going to Israel, and the Torah tells you they made a stop in Syria, in Haran. And the Torah says, they stop in Haran, they didn't continue the journey, and Terach died over there. That's the last pasuk in the sixth parasha. Of course, the first question is, what does it make to me? I have to know that Terach left Ur Kasdim, Iraq, and he decided he's going to Israel, but he never got there, and he got stuck in Haran. But you have to know, what does it make to you? He wanted to go, he did go, he got stuck in Haran. Now the Torah says, also he died in Haran. Of course the Gemara will tell us that really didn't die yet. He's going to die another 60 years. He's only 145 now. Next to Parashah, now he's even less than 145. Parashah Lech Lecha, Abraham is 75, and Terach had Abraham when he was 70. So Terach is 145 really when Abraham is going to leave to Eretz Israel. That's Abraham is going to be 75. Now Abraham is only 48. So Terach is much younger. Nevertheless, the Torah tells you Terach is dead. So the Gemara says, well, it's to tell you that next week Parashah Abraham is going to leave to Israel and his father is 145 years old. How do you leave your father behind, an old man, and you go to Israel? And the Torah says, well, his father was worshipping idols, so Abraham does not have to stay with him to respect him because he doesn't want to change. Even though at the end, the Gemara says, Terach made teshuva before he died. Atat avu ala avotecha v'shalom, tikaveh b'seva tova, says the Gemara, Terach did teshuva. Nevertheless, that's the story just on the surface. Again, this is the last pasuk of the Torah. You should know, Terach was on the way to Eretz Israel, via Syria. He's going via Syria. From Iraq, you don't go to Israel via Syria. Everybody knows. When you go to Israel, you cross from Iraq, you cross Jordan, but you don't go to Syria. But again, this is not for tonight why he went that way, but that's what Torah says, that information that Torah ends this week's parasha, that Terach got stuck in Haran, as well as Abraham for the time being, and Terach is dying, or died in Haran, even though it's going to be much later, but the Torah wanted to know this information today, that Terach is dead. This is parasha, Parashat Noach. The main subject is the Mabul. Tonight I would like to speak about the generation after the Mabul. Well, Chachamim say that the Torah starts Ele Todot Noach. Noach is tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. Noach was a tzaddik in his generations. Torah doesn't say Yitzhak tamim bedoro. Torah should have said he was a tzaddik in his generation. Torah says in his generations in plural bedorotav. Because the Gemara, Noach lived in mainly two generations important to us. The first generation that we know is called Dor HaMabul, the generation of the Mabul, and 340 years later was it's called Dor HaPlaga. One of the people, Shem's grandson, his name was Ever or Shishiva, he was a Navi, says the Gemara. He had a baby. He named the baby Peleg. Peleg. Says the Gemara, what's Peleg? Peleg means a divider. Or we call it today in America a party, like in an election, a party. Kivya Mavni Flega Aretz. Says the Torah, you know, this guy, Mr. Rav Ever, Mir Ever, has a yeshiva. He had a baby, he named the baby, the Brit Mila, Peleg. I said, well, everything, why are you calling him Peleg? On what? On who? He says, in his time, this guy time, it's going to be a disaster. What's going to be a disaster? It's called Dor HaPlaga. It means the world will split. The world will divide it. The world will divide into 70 nations. Until that moment, everything was united. There was no parties, and everybody was one, belong to one group, and all of a sudden the world will divide. That Ever knew the Ruach HaKodesh, he had a baby, and the Brit Milah called him Peleg. He said, what's my Peleg? At the end of the life of this guy, Peleg, is going to be the generation of Aflaga. It's amazing. It's amazing somebody calls his son with a name. The Brit Mila of something Peleg, something bad is going to happen. I mean, can you imagine somebody has a son, he calls him Tsunami. He knows it's going to be Tsunami one day. They call him Tsunami. Call him Peleg. Peleg, it was Ever was a Navi. That was Ever was a Navi, he's one of the 48 Nevi'im. The God of Vilna says, the Gemara says we had 48 Nevi'im. But the Gemara says that we had much more than 48. The Gemara said the 48 Nevi'im, the prophecy, what they said, was needed for the future generations. The Gemara, you should know this guy Ever is a Navi. He's one of the 48 Nevi'im. One of the 48 Nevi'im, it means whatever he said is for the future tense. He didn't say nothing. There's no information. You don't find anything in the Torah, Mr. Ever. You don't even have his name in any information. Just he was born, Ever was born, and Ever had a child. But he had a prophecy. What do you mean prophecy? What prophecy he had? That's a prophecy. He called his son Peleg. Peleg, this was a prophecy. I said, what's the prophecy? I said, you should know, one day it's going to be too many parties in the Knesset. So what's the problem exactly? Dividing. You have to be divided. So, call my son Peleg for what? Here comes the Torah that tells you, listen, this guy Noach was living at the first generation called Dor HaMabul. Mabul was when Noach was 600 years old. Was one year the Mabul, and Noach came out of the Teva, and 340 years later comes the Torah and says the story like this. Vayikol haaretz shafa achat ledvarim achadim. It says everybody spoke Hebrew. Was the one language. Adam Rishon in Gan Eden was talking mainly Hebrew and a little bit Kurdi, Aramaic. Says the Gemara, Adam Rishon spoke Aramaic as well. But the main language was Hebrew. Now we are almost 2,000 years after the Mabul, after the creation. Everybody only speaks Hebrew. Nobody speaks any other language. Say the Torah, Vayibnosa Mikedem. Says the Gemara, they went from the east. And from the east? Moses says, which east? I says, no, it means like this. They're traveling away from Kadmono Shel Olam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. I guess the Torah tells us, you should know. It says, well, it says, after the Mabul, 340 years, Noach is still alive. Noach is going to die 10 years later at the age of 950. Now Noach is now 140. It says, they're all moving. They're all moving. It says, you're moving to where? To Iraq. Babel. M.T.V.K.A. Eretz Shinar. Says the Gemara, Ninarum et HaMabul. Says the Gemara, where all the bodies of the Mabul went. Says after the Mabul, after 1 year. So where all the bodies? Says the Gemara, all the bodies in Iraq. They found the valley. It says a very, very big place in Iraq. And they decided they're going to make a city. If Nela Nuir, they're going to make a big city. Everybody belongs to the same party, like a kibbutz. Talking about hundreds of thousands of people. Maybe more than hundreds of thousands of people. So they decided they're going to live over there. So they come to the place, to the valley, nice valley. The Torah says, first they decided they're going to build a city. Everybody should have his own house, and they're going to live, and they're going to make everything. In the center, they're going to build a tower. And the Torah says the three groups. All of a sudden, they had some kind of machloket. One group said, we want to build the tower. Says, why you want to build the tower? I said, we want to move over there. We want to go to Mars. We want to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to live over there. One group said, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to step down. We want to make a war with him. And one group said, we just want to do Avodah Zarah. So we're going to build a tower, and on the top of the tower, we'll put a statue. It's a very strange thing. Very strange. So somebody, you know, that survivors of the flood of the Mabul, and Noah is sitting over there, man 940 years, and tells you, listen, 340 years ago was a flood, a tsunami, finished the whole world, everything was destroyed. They said they're going to build a tower to go up to HaKadosh Baruch. Very, very strange. The Chachamim said, the Gemara says that Noach was sitting by and looking over there and said nothing. What can I say? What can I say? The people don't want to listen, don't want to learn from the past. It's 340 years ago what happened. It was in Mabul. Now you're going to fight with HaKadosh Baruch, you're going to climb up to Shamayim. They want to live over there, they want to do Avodah Zarah. What's wrong with these people? Noach didn't say nothing. Yish Tzadik Tamir Ebed Dorotav, but Noach was a Tzadik in his generation, the Mabul, when he was 600 years old. The old Noach, when he is 940 years old, also Tariq Tamim, sits over there, doesn't know what to do. Since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called up 70 angels from upstairs and said, listen, let's go down, let's see what's going on with these people. Since the Torah, the people go down, the angels go down, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we understand what it means, the Torah said, you know what? I won't let them do it. They want to build a tower. I won't let them do it. It says they might even be successful. Successful? How can they be successful? They fight a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They can climb up to Shamayim. So the Bible said, you know what? Let me change the language. It means that till now, everybody spoke the same language. So the Gemara, the following morning, they came to the site to continue building the tower. So one of the workers that stands over there on the top asks his friend, can you handle me, can you give me a brick? So the guy gives him a hammer. But he doesn't speak his language. Speaks his language, the guy says, he speaks to him in his language, he says, I told you a brick. So the guy said, yeah. Understand? So the Gemara said, he takes the hammer, throws it in his head, he kills him. And it started a whole war over there. The Gemara says that half of the population of civilization were killed in the fight for nothing. Just don't understand each other. He says, excuse me, first of all, you have to understand, they were very smart people. As well as they knew all the names of the angels. They called angels from Shemayim to help them build the tower quickly. Are we talking about the Rabbeinu Bachai, the Arid, all say it's us, it's not them. We are the same neshamot of that generation. So everybody knows, you know, what happened if a deaf a person wants to speak to somebody mute. So we have a language. He wants a break. He says, you don't have to be a genius. I says, you speak to somebody who doesn't understand you, you see he doesn't understand you, so you make with your hands some signs. This is a language, it's not a big deal. And here, look at it. A minute ago, last night, everybody was friendly with each other. They're all building a tower. And right now, he asks him to give me a brick. He gives him a hammer, he kills him. And the other guy asks for him, and he gave him a brick, he killed him. And in 5 minutes, says the Gemara, was start a world war. A world war that 50% of the population died, or killed. Last night, everybody was friendly. Tonight, today, don't fight, the whole war. I said, everybody left, they left. The people that were, they weren't killed, they took the suitcases, they ran away. Since then, says the Torah, we have 70 languages, besides English, that somebody made it in England, of course. But Arabic and all the languages started from them. 70 languages. Chinese, Japanese, Farsi, all the languages started. And says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand. They were so friendly. Comes the Gemara, well, let me explain to you something. See, Dora Mabul says, the Gemara, Hashem destroyed everybody. And here, Hashem just spread them around. She did not kill them, even though they rebelled. And the Gemara said, well, I tell you what, Hashem loved them in a way because they were friendly. They were very united. So Hashem just changed the language and they left. Listen, I want to explain to you something. People doesn't need our advice. But as Hashem said, you know what, they might be successful building the tower. You know what? Hashem, sink the tower. Sink the tower. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? There's a little earthquake, the whole thing falls apart. Says the Gemara, Pitom Ram says, says the Gemara, the Jewish people went in Egypt, and Paul said, build me those storage houses, those pyramids. Says the Gemara, it's called Pitom Ram says, you know what Pitom Ram says? Every few minutes, the thing crashed down. It crashed down. Hashem wanted Am Yisrael to work for nothing. Work for nothing, so here it is. I said, you want to build a tower? No problem. Build a tower, it's going to be finished. Crash. You think you need Bin Laden for this? You don't need Bin Laden. So it's going to crash. If Hashem does not want the tower, Hashem does not need advice from us how to destroy a tower. Here comes the Torah. Hashem decided in a special way. By the way, anyway, the Gemara says, part of the tower was sank, part of the tower had a fire, part of the tower still there was there. I says, but you know what? Let me cancel their idea. I said, how? By changing the languages, by making languages. One Hashem said, what do you need a language for? You don't need a language for. You don't want a tower. You don't want a tower. Hashem break the tower. So for this, Hashem did it. Not only that, Hashem loved them so much that Hashem decided, you know, I'm just going to spread them around. Even though they deserve a big punishment, they wanted to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says, why? The Gemara says, because they were very friendly to each other. They were very nice to each other. So what does Hashem do? Hashem changes their languages. So what's going to happen now? They all fight with each other. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a fight. Since when Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a fight for no fight? This is off the record, but it's on the thing. You know, I went to Yom Kippur. No, it doesn't matter. Let people know the truth. On Yom Kippur, I went to Eretz Israel. It was this year and last year as well. On Yom Kippur, people fighting, fist fighting in the Kotel. On what? On a stander, you know, on a seat. He says, this is my seat, it's not your seat. Gave him a bank. Gave him a bank. When I moved to Mansi, in 1985. This is the second time I moved to Mansi. I came to Mansi in 1985. Somebody came and told me, but the last, I think the previous Yom Kippur, last Yom Kippur, they had to call the police on Yom Kippur to one of the Knesset. People had a fight and the guy was bleeding. On Yom Kippur. I says, don't understand the concept. what's behind this, what we call anger management. You go to, you know, psychiatrist, this, you know, this is married counselor, this is my husband, this, she's also, so I heard once, one of the rabbanim went to America, so he wants to speak to the pilot, something very important. They say the true story. He goes to the pilot, and he asks the pilot, I want to ask you something. They say about those things that, you know, flying in the air. In Hebrew it's called tzalachot mo'ofefot. It looks like a plate.
UFO? And it's very,
what do you call it?
Saucer. UFO?
UFO, UFO. So he goes, he wants to go speak to the pilot about it. It's a true story. He goes to the pilot, he asks the pilot, do you ever see such a thing flying in the air? He said, yeah. 2 weeks after I got married, my wife threw it on me. Stop the nonsense, he said. Stop your nonsense. I said, what is this? What's the secret about this anger management, about people get angry? In the day, the best friends, at night, the enemies. Dora Flaga, friendly, vayikol aretz safa, achat udvarim achatim, the Torah gives a title to them, you the best, speak the same language, love each other. We decided to build a community. They're going to go to Iraq. They're going to look. Everybody's going to look for a place. They agreed on the place. This is over here. We're going to build our houses and our schools and everything. And then we're going to also decide we're going to build a tower. Okay, so. But at the end of the day, they're all friendly. In the morning, the guy asks his friend, give me a brick. But he doesn't understand him anymore because Hashem changed the languages. So the guy should have said, No compadre.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he gives him a hammer. The guy takes the hammer, throws it in his head, kills it. He said, it's your best friend. You went dinner last night with him. You moved. You moved away from wherever you came. You came together, you're building a community. Half of universe, of the population, were killed in something that doesn't make sense at all. But Hashem made it this way. Hashem made it this way. That happened. Some bold war. That somebody insulted somebody or somebody wanted to do something. Hashem decided he's going to change the languages. He's going to inform languages. And the person gets up in the morning, all of a sudden he speaks Chinese. So what happened? What happened to you? There's no Hebrew anymore. Finish. There's no, he has to go by Shas. From Shas to Stein to learn Hebrew. And what happened to you? I have no idea. There's his friend. My best friend, he speaks Japanese. This is my other friend. Arabic, the other friend, Swedish, the other one, what happened? Hashem decided to do. Very strange for Hashem to do such a thing. Very strange. Okay, this is the text, that's the way we learn. What's really the secret behind this? Here comes the Gemara and tells us a story like this. You know, it was one of the Chachamim, the Gemara Masechet Nedarim. One of the Chachamim, his name was Ula. But you know, if you learn Gemara, you see some Chachamim have titles. Some Chachamim, you know, have no title. Abaye, Rabba, Chizkiya. Names. Kohanim Gdolim. Mishnah brings them a Masechet Parah. Tanaim. No, not even say Rabbi. Today, every little guy is Agoronda Tzadik, I'm a Kubal. I'm a Luban. So, titles. And the guy is worthless. They put him in house arrest. It's not. It says, the Gemara says the Rambam, I don't understand. It can't even have a title. It then says, Rav Abaye, Rav Rava, Rav Rabba, Rav Shmuel, nothing. Big giants. Don't forget about this. Everybody says, Moshe, first Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron, Alshich, they say Akadosh, or Achaim say Akadosh. Abaye not Kadosh, Rav not Kadosh. Only Tanaim not Kadoshim. Says the Rambam in his introduction for the Mishnah, says. So you should know, a person is so great, a title makes him smaller. The more title you give to a person, you make him smaller. You should call every rabbi by his name. That means he's a rabbi. He's talking about a gaon, a tzaddik, a mekubal, and zeh. He's making him smaller and smaller and smaller. Says the Gemara, one of the Chachamim, his name was Ula. There's that Chacham, the Gemara says, one of the biggest we had. This is a destruction, after destruction of Second Beit HaMikdash, of course, is to travel from Iraq to Israel. In Iraq was the big Chachamim, about the Shas Bavli. Shas Bavli is called after Bavel, Iraq. In Eretz Israel, it was Rabbi Yochanan, was the chief. First generation of Amoraim. He wrote Gemara Yerushalmi. But Chacham Ula used to travel back and forth with a donkey on a camel from Iraq to Israel to hear what the Chachamim say in Israel. He used to come to Iraq, tell the Chachamim in Iraq what the guy in Israel said, and they consider it and they change their mind lots of times. There's a few other ones. His name, one of the Chachamim's name was Rabin, also used to travel back and forth, back and forth. And Chacham Ula, one day, the Gemara says, was going from Iraq to Eretz Israel to meet the chief of Yochanan. He goes on the way, the two people that accompanied him had an argument about a tuna fish, about something, and come one guy and killed the other guy. The Chacham Ula was very disturbed. Came to Israel, he asked this of Yochanan, the chief, he says, I don't understand. Killed him for nothing. And I was there. And I feel so bad. How can it be a company? You know, the two people that came along with me, and you know, and they have a stupid fight, and one takes a shabariya, a knife, and knifes the other guy. So Rabbi Yochanan asked him, tell me, where was it exactly, the location of this murder? I said, this is before we crossed the Eretz Israel, before we crossed the Jordan. He says, over there. Let me tell you something. Parashat Ki Tavo, this is the parasha. It talks about the curses. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, if Hashem, you don't behave, you're going to end up in exile. So it's not so bad. You know, live in America, what's so great? What's so bad? Baruch Hashem. Natan lecha sham lev ragaz. Says the Torah, that Hashem tells you something. Listen, you know what's going to happen. You're going to end up in exile. You're going to have anger all the time. You're going to have attacks of anger. Says the chief Rabbi Yochanan to the Chacham Ula, what was the stupid argument these two people had? And for this you think he killed each other? This was in exile. This is part of the Gezerah of the exile. That people get angry for nothing. Divorce, you know, today if you don't get divorced twice, you're not a man. People get divorced and what? Nonsense, arguing this, my husband, this, she did to me. What's the secret behind it? Pasuk in the Torah. Benatan lecha sham lev ragaz. Over there, the Torah says, in Israel, you're not going to get angry. Why can't you get angry to the Israel? Soon you'll see. But you don't get angry in Eretz Israel. The reason, says the Torah, says the Zohar. Says David HaMelech. David HaMelech ran away from Shaul HaMelech. Says the Gemara, says the Navi, the Gemara says, you know, they chased me out to a place there's no God. Says the Gemara, what do you mean no God? Says the Gemara, you should know, Hashem dwells in Eretz Israel. If you leave Eretz Israel, this is the time of David HaMelech we're talking about. Soon we'll see in our time, we will understand our situation. Come, David HaMelech, all of Israel in Eretz Israel. It's before Columbus. And it says, the Shekhinah is in Eretz Israel. It says, the Zohar, Hashem is there. You put your foot outside of Eretz Israel, and you do Avodah Zarah. Kemi she'en lo Eloka, says the Gemara. It's not so simple, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Israel. Today is the opposite. Maybe you're not allowed to leave, to go back to Israel. We'll see later, we'll get to it tonight. But at the time that Am Israel dwelled in Eretz Israel, you weren't allowed to leave Eretz Israel. A Kohen used to go outside of Eretz Israel. When he came back, he had to purify himself. Gazru tuma l'Eretz Amin. You can't move out. He used to go in the carriages, in the closed carriages, the Kohanim out of Eretz Israel. They had to do something, someplace. They didn't even walk on the street. He says, you know why? Because there's no Shekhinah there. The Shekhinah came to you and the Torah, the Shekhinah is in Eretz Israel. Natan lecha sham lev ragaz. It's the chief Rabbi Yochanan, it's told this Chacham Ula. You know what happened over there? You don't understand. This is part of the klalot of the curses. In Parashat Ki Tavo, Hashem said, over there I'm going to make you angry. Natan lecha sham lev ragaz. For nothing. Sister Gamma Vilna in his letter, what you're going to cry today, tomorrow you're going to laugh. Well, you're going to be angry today, tomorrow you're going to laugh. This is the whole thing is just a curse. There's no problem, you have got no problem, you don't need a psychiatrist. You need something else. But this is a curse from Hashem. Here comes the Torah, and the Torah will tell you now to understand our souls, our neshamot, what happened exactly. And here comes the Torah, and this is chapter 11. Remember 9-11? This is chapter 11. 9-11, the tower fell. Chapter 11, this week's parasha, the tower fell too. So the Torah, listen. They call Arat Safa Achat Udvarim Achadim. They all spoke Hebrew, they're all friendly with each other. So they're going to build a community. I said, let me tell you something. Where are you coming from now? I want to know. You're going now to Iraq. He says, where are you coming from? Says the Torah, Vayibe Nosami Kedem, they're coming from East. Says the Gemara, East? What East? They didn't come from East. So where they came from? From West. Where did they live? In Israel. Noah, says the Torah, now you understand the Torah. Torah tells you, listen, Noah came out of the Teva, he built an altar. Says the Gemara, which altar? Where did he build the altar? Says the Gemara, Noah went to Har HaMoriah. And he built an altar, the same place Adam HaRishon was created from. The same place Adam HaRishon and Cain and Hebel sacrificed, were destroyed. The altar was destroyed in Mabul. And Noah, get out of the Teva. The Torah says he sacrificed. He says, where did you sacrifice, Mr. Noah? Where? Where was it? Are Ararat, where the Teva landed? The Gemara, no. The Teva landed in Iran, in Kurd. And Noah picked himself up and took his children and his family and walked to Yerushalayim. He came to Jerusalem, he built an altar, he sacrificed, and he stayed there. And he lived there. And all of a sudden, the whole generation said, you know what? Yeah, we have to find a good location for all of us. Even Osami came, and they all left there at Israel. They all went to Iraq. Took Noach along with them. Noach, 940 years old. Come, Papa. Come, we're going to build a community, nice weather, Eretz Shinar. He said, Nahu, Metel, Mabul, they're all there. He says, we're going to build over there a community. So you know what you did now. Look what happened. All of a sudden, I want to build a tower. So where's the tower? Why? He says, we want to live next to Hashem. We want to fight Hashem. We want to do Avodah Zarah. He says, what's wrong with these people? I says, this, if you live outside of Eretz Israel, you have those ideas in your head. There's no Hashem outside. We got a major problem now. In 5 minutes, look what happened now. Look. If you don't believe in Hashem, and if you don't study Torah, Ari says, if you don't go to Mikveh, in 5 minutes, says the Gemara, Kol HaKoes Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, listen, if you get angry, it's like you worship Avodah Zarah. How can you compare? I'm a big rabbi. What do you mean I can get angry? I don't understand. The concept of anger says in the Torah, "Minakan lecha sham lev ragaz." You can't get angry in Eretz Israel. He says, "Why? Because Eretz Israel is Hashem. Oz v'chedva b'mkomo. You're not going to get angry. I mean, sometimes, but not a major thing that you're going to kill each other because he asked you for a brick and you gave him a hammer. You know what happened? He says exactly what you did that's going to happen to you." What did you do? You left Israel, you went to Iraq, huh? Do you know what you did? You went to a place that's called anger management. And Hashem will make it for you this way. Oh, Hebrew belongs to Eretz Israel, Hebrew doesn't belong in America. I says, you used to speak one language because you live in Israel. What happened to you? Okay, he moved. He lives in Brazil. He used to speak Brazilian. I said, oh, that's what you want? I'll make it for you. Here it is. Hashem is going to confuse everybody. That's what you ask for yourself. I said, you are friendly up to a certain moment. The meaning that your friend does something is your biggest enemy. Usually he was my partner, I made deals with him, he was my brother-in-law, he was my father-in-law. We lived like pigeons, so good, and all of a sudden I found something. Well, fine, what happened? Well, for this you made such a fight. Well, I'm going to get divorced also because of that. I'm going to do this because of that. I'm going to do this because of that. Call my lawyer. You call his lawyer. Oh, for lawyer, fight. Order of protection. So what happened? This is part of the punishment. That if we don't behave, if we don't keep the Torah, don't keep the mitzvot, Hashem will send us to exile. So the meaning is, oh, you left Eretz Israel voluntarily. Voluntarily you left Eretz Israel. That's going to happen. This is called Dora Plaga. I said, Ever said. They said, the Brit Milah of his son. He said, my son, his name is Peleg. I said, what do you mean? He says, Ki v'yamav niflega haaretz. The Torah says, you know, I called my son Peleg because I see in my prophecy deeds in his time when he's going to be an old man, says the Gemara. You know what's going to happen? The world will split. Parties, fights, arguments. What happened? They left Israel. They went to Iraq. He see you atzma mikadmuno shel olam, says the Gemara. That says, now the whole story started. And said, okay, that's the case. You don't want to be in Israel. You don't want to be next to me. So the Gemara says, look, Noach, before he died, he divided the world. He says, Shem was the rabbi. So he gave Shem Eretz Israel. Next is Parasha, Abraham Avinu is going to go to Eretz Israel for the second time. He went over there, and he was 70 years old. Now he's 75. Next is Parasha. Halach v'naseh ha-Megba, the Torah says, says the Gemara, Abraham Avinu, ask Abraham Avinu, where are you going? I'm going to Israel. Where are you going? Yerushalayim. Not Eilat. Not Chulon. Not Tel Aviv. He's going Yerushalayim. Halach v'naseh ha-Negba. Says the Gemara, Abraham, where are you going? You're going to Yerushalayim. He says, why? Because the Shekhinah is there. Now the Gemara says, let me tell you something. Says, in the first Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen HaGadol used to go inside Kodesh HaKodeshim. On Yom Kippur was the Hechal over there, the Luchot inside. Says the Gemara, the second Beit HaMikdash was no Luchot. Yeshua HaMelech was a Navi. He knew the destruction is coming. He hid inside, underneath Beit HaMikdash. He hid the Luchot in the Hechal. Says the Gemara, so the Kohen HaGadol used to walk into the holiest of the holiest, Kodesh HaKodeshim, Yom Kippur. We had to do the Ketoret over there, the spices. Says the Gemara, well, over there is a stone. It's called Even Hashtia. Even Hashtia means this is the stone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started creation. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? Says the Zohar, first the whole world was full of water. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little bit of soil, sand, and threw it as a little ball into the water, and the ball started to expand, and this today we have universe. This is the globe. He says, but started from a small ball. Says the Gemara, what is this small ball? Where is it on the globe? When Earth expanded and became a globe, says the Gemara, where is that spot? That spot, says the Gemara, it's called Tabur Haaretz. This is the belly button. This is Yerushalayim. From this, Mesos Kol Haaretz. This is the center. This is Shekhinah in Yerushalayim. That's why you have to pray towards Yerushalayim. That's why you have to pray towards Kodesh HaKodeshim. He said, what do you have over there? What do you have over there? He says, over there, I have a stone. If somebody went in the time of Six-Day War with your people, you were allowed to go when you capture the mosque. You were allowed to go inside the mosque on the floor. There's a stone over there. This is the stone that was the stone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started creation. This is what the Shekhinah is there. That's what Eretz Israel says. The Ramban, let me tell you something. The whole idea is a Jew and Torah is in Eretz Israel. You have to be in Israel. You got to be there. You have to hope and dream about it all the time. Libi b'mizrach, libi b'marav, ani b'tochom, ani b'mizrach. Should you do this? I am all the way in the west. Libi b'mizrach, ani b'tochom marav. I have to think. That the Mishnah, you have to every time you pray. You see, you come to the Knesset. He says, where am I praying to? This is where the construction, you know, we had to make the shul. This is where the shul faces Mecca. The shul faces Minchen. He says, what's the matter with you people? He says, the Mishnah, you have, all of us, have to aim Yerushalayim. Bet HaMikdash, says the Gemara, somebody Bet HaMikdash, he has to aim Kodesh HaKodeshim. He says, what difference does it make? I'm already Bet HaMikdash. No, you have to aim holiest. So what's the holiest? What are the stones there? This is the stone of creation. The whole creation runs after that stone. Says the Rabbani, you should know the whole Torah that Hashem gave us. And everything is because Eretz Israel was the chosen, as we are the chosen nation, as it was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the whole creation started from that. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. I says, what do you mean you left Eretz Israel? I say, comes the Torah, this Chacham, Ever, the Navi, calls in his son's breed, Peleg. And what Peleg? Look what happened. In your generation, look what's going to happen. Everybody is going to go for to his own ways and speak a different language. So why did Hashem do it? You chose it. You left Hashem. It means you left Eretz Israel. You're going to get angry here. There's an anger management. It's no anger management. Your problem is that you live outside of Eretz Israel. That's your problem. In our time, if we're in Eretz Israel, we're in exile. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu really is in exile. אנוכי ירד עמך מצחנה ואנוכי ערכה גם הלא. נשבעת לכם בנו לירושלים, שזה גמרא, מסכת כתובות, הקדוש ברוך הוא told us, listen, until you left the המקדש, you're in exile. You move to Israel, you're still in exile over there. The Shekhinah is not there. The Shekhinah is there, and here the same thing. Because Hashem left בית המקדש, when בית המקדש was destroyed. And he went with us to Iran, to Iraq, to every place that you go, the Shekhinah goes along with him. But Hashem is an exile, Shekhinah begaluta. That's the purpose of Tikkun Chatzot that everybody says every night. It's Tikkun Chatzot, Tikkun Chatzot. It's like, Shekhinah. Oh, yeah, Galuta Shekhinah. It's like, please, please. Ariz said, all the Chachamim said, you see, you have to ask, I want to go back to Israel. I want to be there. I said, no, in Israel. I want the Shekhinah to be in Israel. I want Hashem. But Chazen, I need to be Shuvcha Letzion Berachamim. Vata Berachamechem Tachpatam Vetirtzenu, you're going to like us. We want to see the Shekhinah there. So what is Shekhinah there? We own Israel. You don't understand. You own Israel, it's true. But the Shekhinah is not there. The Shekhinah, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us. In a, so-called, in our hands, says the Torah, bring us back to Eretz Israel. And until then, we have the curse. Natan lecha sham lev ragaz. He says, you have to understand, the reason why you get angry is because you're not next to Hashem. So what you got to do? He says, you got to learn a lot. Say, Tehillim a lot. He says, are you go to Mikveh? He says, are you Mikveh numerical value is 151 and anger is cast in 150. He says, that it's impossible to control your anger. It's a curse. Anger is a curse. Anger, says the Gemara, is kol ha-ko'ez ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. He says, what is it? Because I'm angry, I worship idols? Never. What are you talking about? I don't understand. It's like, why it's like? Because anger is a curse from Hashem. Talacha sham, says Ula, says Rabbi Yochanan Tula. Where they got angry, those people? They got angry in Iraq, in Babel. They said, look, that's what happened. That's what Hashem made it this way. And we understand the whole story in the Torah. It says the people left Israel by Yisum Mikedem. They came from Israel, they decided to all move to Iraq. It's nice. Iraq, the Gemara says, a lot of rain over there. Instead of Adom, the Red Rock, it's a very nice place to go, visit, this. He says, forget about it. He says, you're going to do something that's unbelievable and unacceptable. He says, your best friend will ask you for a brick, and you're going to give him a hammer, it's going to kill you. They're going to start a world war for nonsense. He says, just because you don't understand it. You don't understand? No, because Hashem wants to teach you that friendship is up to a certain point. The real friendship is the Torah. The real friendship is religion. The real friendship is purity and holiness. And this is the Torah ends. Look what happened. All of a sudden, Nimrod wants to kill Abraham Avinu. Throws him into the fire. Avinu comes outside. So Terah says to Abraham, it's time to leave the country. So where are you going? So we're going to Israel. You going to Israel? Yeah. Says the Torah, Terach takes Avram, and then Lot, the son of Haran, and Sarah, Avram's wife, they're going to Israel. How are you going? They're going via Syria. So we're going via Syria. Where's Geshen Allenby? What's the matter with you? From Iraq, you go to Syria. Let me tell you something. So this phone of don't think the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you there. Terach is going to stay there, he's going to die there. And that's how the Torah ends. After the whole story with these people that left Israel, they went to Iraq. Now you want to go back to Israel. Not so simple. Says as follow. You think Mashiach come? He's going to pick up his suitcase. He's going to Tower El Zichrono Livracha to Israel. He says, Mashiach is standing over there at the entrance to Jerusalem. I says, sir, where are you coming? He says, I'm from Berlin. He says, go back. You have no place there. We don't want you. Get away. I said, how do you know? Here, look. Here the Torah tells the stories. After those generations, all those people moved to Iraq, then everybody was spread around, and then Nimrod is going to try to kill Avram, and Terach will pick up the suitcase, and he's going to Israel, and he says, going to Israel, so they go to Syria, and in Syria, Terach said, oh, I live in Syria, what's wrong with Chalab? Stay over here. V'yamoterach becharan. He dies over there. Next to Parashah, Hashem tells him, you go to Israel. You can go. Your father, we don't want him over there. He said, you stay in Syria. Adelech Hashem, Levragaz, it's part of the punishment that we can move to Israel. And if you move to Israel without permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's even worse. You don't know what's going to happen to you over there. You don't know what's going to happen to you over there. That's the goal, says the Gemara, is you should face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, we want to go. I want to go to Israel. I want to go. But I want you to want me in Israel. V'ata v'rachamecha harabim, and he said, tachpotzvanu, v'tirzenu. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want us. V'tichezenem shechal v'tzim rachamim, then I go to Israel, I see you coming back. And that's the message. This was ever. Rosh Yeshiva was a Navi. That's what he said in his Brit Milah of his son Peleg. He says, in your generation, it's going to be the biggest disaster. That's the biggest disaster. All the 70 languages, all the 70 nations. And he says, that will happen from just not staying in Eretz Israel and study Torah. Nor study Torah, Shem study Torah. I said, look what happened. He says, everybody moved. They all moved. The whole thing was finished.